prepared and set up against a very good Michigan team?
Well, I like the matchup. You have to realize that Michigan had a couple of defensemen out. Wansky was at the World Junior Tournament, and then the other Downing was suspended. So they had a couple of D out. We thought we could get at their D. We knew we'd get some chances on goal. We liked the way that we played on Friday. Our biggest concern proved to be what ended up being the biggest concern, which was handling the top scoring forwards in the country. And they hadn't lost anybody to the World Juniors, which they normally do at this time. And the forwards were good. You saw that. It doesn't take them very much. We didn't give them very much. We actually played a pretty sound game. We had some lapses for sure on the goals that they got. Things that we work on all the time, we address all the time, and hopefully we can learn from what happened in the game, because our emphasis here, our goal is to win a championship, and we have a team that's capable of competing with everybody. We just have to make sure that we're paying attention to details, and when you get into the goals, you're going to find out that it was some attention to detail that resulted in the three goals we gave up outside of the empty net goal. So, but we did battle hard. We did have a good third period. We did regain our composure and played a good game. We just had a little lapse in the second period that cost us a hockey game against some very good forwards that were able to get some goals.
Well, a really good start for the Huskies. Jake Jackson, one of my favorite goals of the season, probably my second favorite on the weekend or the tournament. And it was Jake Jackson getting his first career goal. Dylan Stamen and Reed Sturrows get the assist. This gave the Huskies a 1-0 lead at the 2:55 mark of period number one.
Huskies have it inside of their own zone. Back behind the net now is controlled by Hannah. Hannah up to the left winger. That is Sturrows. Sturrows with a nice breakout pass for Stamen. Across now for Jackson coming in. He'll shoot! Score!
Just a pretty goal by Jackson to find that hope opening there, and Racine kind of kneeling down a little bit on that post. Are you surprised he did that? The goaltender was like that, Jim or Joe. You being a goaltender yourself?
No. That's how many goaltenders play it, with the one leg up. But I'm going to tell you one thing. That's not the first time you're going to see that from Jake Jackson. This kid's coming along. He's a good hockey player. He's got good speed. He's got good size. He's an NHL draft pick. He's got an outstanding shot. And, you know, as you'll get to in a few minutes, you know, when they scored their second goal, he banged one that we all thought was in that would have put us, or when they scored their first goal, we thought it was going to put us back up 3-1. He had that crossbar goal. So this kid's got a lot of good things coming. He's really evolving as a player. It was a great play. It was a goal scorer's goal. And it was great to see him get that and gain some confidence.
It really was. What a great play. Huskies up 1-0 at that point in the first period. You go to the 14:21 mark, and it's a power play goal by Brent Baltus to give the Huskies a 2-0 lead.
Roy, well, one time it tipped in front again, and this one wide of the net. Mark Ock with it now, decides to go back with it. Creates some time and space, and we'll send it up. Score! Tipped in front by Brent Baltus, and the Huskies are up 2-0.
Why, Brent Baltus had a great weekend, his second goal of the weekend, fifth of the sixth, I believe, of the season. He gets the goal, and it was Mark Ock and Matt Roy getting the assist. Nice power play tally.
Yeah, and it was a lot of good quick puck movement. And I think that's the key against a team like Michigan, as you know, with guys with some pretty good sticks, with a lot of good skill, and the movement was quick. Different a little bit than the other unit. The other unit, I think, hung on to the puck a little bit more, and I think that cost them a little bit some of their opportunities and chances to score. This unit, who's been very consistent all year long, moved the puck real quickly, and then we were able to get that goal, and it was a big goal for us.
So when we go into the first intermission, up 2-0, what was the atmosphere like in the locker room, Coach?
It was good. We felt confident. We knew that they were going to have a kickback and a presence, and we were focusing on making sure that we took care of business, took care of the puck, managed the puck, and managed the game. And I thought we were fine. There was no one laying back. I didn't sense any nervousness or things like that. So I felt good. I thought we were in a good place.
All right. Well, the Huskies up 2-0 going into the second period. We go to the second period, and the Wolverines get on the board for the first time in the game with this goal.
18:16 left in the period. Draw one by the Wolverines. The shot score. Oh, nice play. Pass goaltender Phillips, and it's a 2-1 hockey game.
What were your thoughts on that, Coach? What happened there?
Well, you know, we either were complacent on the coverage, or were confused on a coverage. It was a switchback play, a play that's commonly used, and they won the draw clean. That's one area we have to really address and shore up and get better at is our faceoffs. Possession to a team that is a possession team like Michigan, you don't want to give them those, you know, as much free reign with that puck off faceoff possession times as we did. And they ran a play. We didn't handle that play well. We should have had more pressure on that play. But again, it was either confusion or complacency where we didn't charge out and get our coverage, and that was a big goal for Michigan to get them going.
It gets them on the board, and they kind of got the momentum going in their favor at that point. They score their second goal of the game right here.
Comper able to hold it in for the Wolverines. They're on the power play. They trail the Huskies by one. Comper with it again. All kinds of time. Right side. Score. One-timer on the right side. And beat Jamie Phillips. It's a 2-2 hockey game.
Well, just like that, all tied up 2-2, and that was a nice power play goal by the Wolverines.
Yeah, that one took a little bit out of us, I think, because we fought back after the first one. Like I mentioned earlier, Jackson got that one-timer in the slot, a great play where we used the back of the net, a focus point that we were trying to go after. He banged it. We thought it hit the back of the net. Review showed it hit the crossbar, so we actually would have – we were very close to going up 3-1. They come down the other end and get that goal on a power play. And again, it was very similar to the Michigan State power play goal the night before. We knew what we were going to see. We were set up to cover it, and we didn't get a stick tied up in front of the net and allowed a player to get deflection. It was Jamie had no chance on it. The puck was going wide. It was a one timer from an area that we'll give the shot from with our goaltender. We're confident he'll handle those, and they were able to get a deflection up into the net. We need to box out a little better on that. So again, a couple of defensive lapses, individual, not team oriented, but individual lapses. And again, those are our learning experiences, and those are the things that disappoint you just a bit, where you have a little trouble sleeping, is that, you know, you just want to have that attention to detail to win a championship. Every little play matters. That's something we stress all the time. You can't take any shift, any second of a shift off. Something can happen, and that costs us on actually the first two goals, and then same thing on the third goal that you'll have coming up.
Yeah, the third goal was a heartbreaker because it came in the last minute of play in that second period to give the Wolverines their first lead of the game.
The weak side point. Here is Roy. That one redirected. Bumps out in front again. And trying to hop on top there was the same. Couldn't do it. Last minute of play in the period. The Wolverines bring it up across the line. Not looking in front. Here's a shot. Blocked in front. Scores. Michigan Tech with a great chance down on one side. And the Wolverines come back. They get a break off of a shot that was redirected back onto a stick.
Not really anything that Chris Leibinger could do about that one, Dirk, as it hit him so fast in the skate. Michigan really compacting the Husky defense back into their own zone. Leibinger played it well, got to the right spot, made the block, but unfortunately, when it went off of his skate, went right back onto the stick of Alex Kyle.
That was just a bad break for the Huskies there. And then, Coach, that reminded me a lot of the St. Cloud State goal against us in the NCAAs last year in overtime, where their guy took the shot, it bounced right back to them, and they were able to score. Same kind of situation.
Yeah, and the thing with this play is we talked about this very same attack that Michigan was using earlier in the game with our defensive core. They run a lot of cross patterns, and by doing that, this was just a straight 2-on-2 rush, and the drive man actually went at Libes and created some space for Kyle, I believe it was, to come off the wall just a little bit and get that shot. And then when the shot was taken, we turned around and looked for where the rebound was. It popped right back out to where Kyle was skating in, and it went right back on his stick. We didn't box him out very well. So, again, we're playing great. We're having good pressure in the offensive zone. And then, again, just a little thing. But, you know, you need those areas to grow. You need them at times that matter. We can talk to players till we're blue in the face and to the point where they don't want to hear us anymore about those little things. But the reality of it is sometimes they got to go through it and feel that pain until they're receptive to paying attention to that detail. And I think that those are the things that have given us such good practices this week, is the focus on, hey, listen, this one got away from us a little bit. You know, we're a better team than that. We haven't consistently shown we're a better team than that throughout the first half. We've had some lapses that have cost us hockey games. We're much better than that. And so I feel really good going forward that we're going to use that Michigan game as a learning tool. And again, it's not where we're